When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but a toil it does richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown all across, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we can never prove that the light of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows, for the joy He bestows, and for them who we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we walk by His side in the way. What He says we do, where He sends we go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Our Heavenly Father, King of glory, the sovereign God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the gracious and merciful God, the only truth and ever living God, Daddy, we worship You. Daddy, we extol Your name. Daddy, we lift You high above every other gods. We say You alone is highly exalted. Father, we bless Your most holy name. Daddy, we adore You. We say, be Thou exalted forever in the name of Jesus. We thank You for another time in Your presence. We thank You for the grace granted unto us, even to be among the living, even to see the last day in the month of June, the first half of the year 2022. It's not of our doings. It's not of how we know how to pray or of our goodness. It's out of the abundance and the greatness of Your love and mercy over us that we appreciate it. We say, be Thou exalted in Jesus' name. Daddy, we thank You for this moment. Daddy, that I've been separated even to come and seek Your face. Thank You because You said those who seek You will find You. Thank You because Your word said that You are the rewarder of them that diligently seek You. Daddy, we have come again to seek Your face. We have come again to learn at Your feet. We have come again even to pour out our hearts unto You, to cry unto You to help us, even at this time, at this dangerous time, at this perilous time. We need You. We need Your help. We need Your sustaining grace. That is why we have come to You, the only one that can grant unto us even victory, even at this time. Daddy, we say, oh Lord, as we have come to You, we will not go back the same. in the name of Jesus. Our heavens are open, even over everyone on this program tonight, in the name of Jesus. We establish your kingdom in our midst, in the name of Jesus. Daddy, as each and every one of us, we pray concerning that which you are bringing to us today. Daddy, you will do unto us, you will equip us, you will empower us, in the name of Jesus. We will not fall by the wayside. Father, we will walk in total obedience to your command. Daddy, we will walk side by side with you. We will not walk ahead of you. Daddy, we will do what you say. Father, we will go where you send us, in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we bless you, we worship you, because the burdens of this age, of this time, will not draw us away from you, in the name of Jesus. But daily, oh Lord, we will delight in coming to you. We will delight in your instruction, in your precept, oh Lord. Father, in that command that you are given unto us, in the name of Jesus, and we will be the light even in this dark world. Daddy, we will walk in consistency with your order, even in our Christian way, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. My brethren, like I said, this is the time that many are falling away from faith. This is the time that many are just saying that, oh, I cannot continue. This is the time that the enemy, in a deceitful way, you know, is drawing many even to hell. But that will not be our portion. He's using difficulty of this time. It's using the lack that people are facing. It's using so many discouragements, so many things that make people to think, is this God the same God? Is this God that I believed in? Today, I want to take us through the Bible passage, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 to 20. And it was divided into three sections, according to the Amplified Version. The first one is saying that we should be imitators of God. We should imitate our God. The second set says light versus darkness. The Bible said the light shineth, darkness could not comprehend it. At this time, we must let our light shine, so shine that all may see it. We cannot but to shine, even in this dark world, in this present dark age. We must shine our light, that our little light must shine for the world to see. And we must be consistent, even in our Christian lives, in the way we live, so that they will know that we are for God, so that we will not condone and continue to enjoy sitting with discomfort, with the deceit, with the liars, with the deceiver. We will stand out. We will know that we are for God. As we go through the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 to 20, I want you to read, listen, I'm reading from the Amplified Version. Therefore, become imitators of God, copy him, and follow his example. As well-beloved children, imitate their father, and walk continually in love, that is, value one another, practice empathy and compassion, unselfishly seeking the best for others. Just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and sacrifice to God, slain for you, so that it became a sweet fragrance. Verse 3 of Ephesians chapter 5. But sexual immorality and all moral impurity, indecent, offensive behavior, or greed must not even be entered at among you, as is proper among saints. For as believers, our way of life, whether in public or in private, reflects the validity of our faith. Let there be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse joking, because such things are not appropriate for believers, but instead speak of your thankfulness to God. Be sure of this: no immoral, impure, or greedy person, for that one is in effect an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. For such a person places a high value on something other than God. For such a person places a higher value on something other than God. Let no one deceive you with empty arguments that encourages you to sin. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the son of disobedience, those who habitually sin. So do not participate or even associate with them in the rebelliousness of sin. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Live as those who are native born to the light. For the fruit, the effects, the result of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Trying to learn by experience what is pleasing to the Lord, and letting your lifestyle be examples of what is most acceptable to Him. Your behavior, expressing gratitude to God for your salvation. Verse 11, Ephesians chapter 5. Do not participate in the worthless and unproductive deeds of darkness, but instead expose them by exemplifying personal integrity, moral courage, and godly character. For it is disgraceful even to mention the things that such people practice in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light of God's precepts. For it is light that makes everything visible. For this reason, it says, "Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine as dawn upon you and give you light." Verse 15. Therefore, see that you walk carefully, living life with honor, purpose, and courage, shunning those who tolerate and enable evil, not as the unwise, but as wise, sensible, intelligent, designing people, making the very most of your time on earth, recognizing and taking advantage of each opportunity, and use it with wisdom and diligence, because the day are filled with evil. Therefore, do not be foolish and thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness, corruption, and stupidity. But be filled with the Holy Ghost, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and constantly guided by Him. Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise by singing and making melody with your hearts to the Lord. Always give thanks to God the Father for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Always giving thanks to God the Father for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is loaded and is very simple. Everybody can understand this. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 to 20. is calling our attention. Each verse of this Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 to 20 is loaded and is very instructive. It's a Bible passage that each believer should take time to study, because it will help us to really be what God has proposed us to be. It will help us to be like our Father. The verse 1 of that Ephesians chapter 5 says that, therefore, become imitators of God, copy Him, and follow His example. As well-beloved children imitate their Father. If truly God is our Father, we must imitate Him. We must copy Him. Let's take for example our little ones. I have a friend that always talk about his daughter, that this one will go inside and begin to use the makeup of the mother. You know, want to dress like the mother, want to talk like the mother, want to paint the face, you know, lipstick, wet lips, like the mother, imitating the mother. If our little children can do that, if that little girl can do that, how much more we that we call ourselves children of God, we that God called His own children. Here, Apostle Paul is talking to the Ephesian people that you must be imitators of God. Even in this perilous time, in this world of perversion, in this world that is so dangerous, in this world that people are just losing it, the sense of morality is no longer there. Here, we have been admonished. We have been called upon to imitate God, to copy Him, and follow His example. We are to walk continually in love. That is, God Himself is love. Therefore, we must walk in love, value one another, practice empathy and compassion. Let us do away with unselfishly seeking the best of other. Let us begin to seek the best for another person. Let us not bring people down or tear people down. Let us not be the one that will talk down our fellow brethren, our fellow ministers, our fellow even family members. No. But we should, you know, selflessly even seek the best for others. Just as Christ so much loved us that He gave everything in heaven. He came and He gave Himself up for us as a sweet fragrance. The word of the Lord to you and to me is that we should copy God. We should be imitators of God. We should love to be just like our Father. We should cherish and we should always desire that my Father is merciful, I must be merciful. My Father is loving, I must love my fellow brethren. My Father is forgiven, I must forgive. My Father always seek the good of the people. The Bible said God is so mindful of us. My fellow brethren, if we can do that, we believer in Christ, this world will change for better. And look at verse 3. It talks about things that we have to do away with. He says sexual immorality and all moral impurity, indecent offensive behavior, or greed must not even be mentioned among us. But you know, so I was reading something from I believe it's from Facebook, that said that a man of God was saying that God gave him a revelation that the altar of the house of God has become place of immorality, that instead of praise of God coming from the altar, is something that is not welcoming, that did not give glory to God. Immorality has occupied every area of the house of God. But let me tell you, it's outside the house of God, but we have allowed it to come into the house of God. And this Apostle Paul is telling us that we should not permit that. That should not be mentioned. He said, as is proper among saints, for as believer, our ways of life, whether in public or in private, must reflect the validity of our faith. Whatever thing that you are doing in darkness, when you are by yourself, that no other person cannot, you will not allow, you should stop it. I should stop it. Because that will show the validity of our faith. It went further. It said, we should do away with filthiness and silly talks. You know, talk that does not bring glory to God. Jesting, joking that is not befitting even believers in Christ. He said, instead, we should speak of our thankfulness to God. We should take time to think deeply about the love of God, the grace that brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light of our God. We should occupy our mind with the things of God. Jokes that are not that did not even glorify the name of God, we should do away with it. Say, for be sure of this thing, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, for that one which is an idolater, have inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. It is very important. Anyone that engages in all these things, the Bible says, for such person places higher value on something other than God. Whatsoever thing you find easily to fall into and to do, you place it above God. What is that thing that I value? What is that thing that you value? Above God. What is that thing you say, I cannot leave this? Oh, I'm used to it. When you come to Christ, you have to do away with it. That's why the song I sang earlier, the hymn, Trust and Obey, it says that when we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, this is the word of God. He said, what a glory He shares on our way while we do His good will. The good will of the Lord is that we should do away with things that does not glorify God. We should do away with jesting that does not bring glory to God. Silly talk, filthiness in our talk. We should do away with it. He said we should do away with any immoral, impure, greediness in our lives. But we should be the one that we raise the things of God, the word of God, above every other. He said, when we do this, He abides with us still and with all who we trust and obey. We need the abiding presence of God, even at this present age. We need the abiding presence of God at this perilous time, at this dangerous time. But for us to have that abiding presence of God, He said, we must do what? Trust and obey. He abides with us still. When we walk in the light of His word, when we walk and obey what He asks us to do, I want you to pray. God Almighty, thank you for bringing this to my attention tonight. Daddy, I place your word above every other thing. Help me to place your word above every other thing. Help me to place you above every other thing. Help me to place you. That Bible verse said in verse 5, said, for such person places higher value of something other than God. Daddy, only you. Daddy, I will place value upon your word more than anything.
Help me at this end time. Help me at this end time to trust and obey you, to walk with you in the light of your word. This is the word of God that is coming to you and to me. As we are stepping into the second half of the year 2022 and continue our Christian life, what did you place above God? What did you value above the word of God? You got to do away with such a thing tonight for you to be able to have the abiding presence of the Lord with you. Let me tell you, it's only the presence of God that can save you, that can save me. Because the presence of the Lord, when we are in the presence of God, we have joy, we have peace, we have everything. Security is certain. Oh, it's only the abiding presence of God that can keep you away from dangers, from destruction, for killing and shooting that is going around. And you must do away with those things that you place value upon above the word of God, even above God. I want you to say, Father, help me. As I continue year 2022, as I'm going into the second half, Daddy, let me place value upon your word. Let me place value upon your word, upon you, upon your instruction, upon your commands, above anything. Let me place value in my relationship with you, above any other relationship. Let me have high value, oh, for your relationship with me, oh Lord. Let me so much value my relationship as daughter of God, and my relationship as your son, my relationship as your child. Let me place value upon it, Father, above any other thing. Upon your word, that I will take your word, your precept, your command, even serious, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The second part of that Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6 to verse 14, we are going to look at it. It says, let no one deceive you with empty arguments that encourages you to sin. Let me tell you, many have found themselves in occult because they took time to listen to what? Empty argument. Because they took time to listen to the beckoning of their friend that said, come on, don't you see that so-so-so person too belongs to us? Come on, let's do it. It's common. It's what is going on. That is the trend of things. Even at this age, at this time, come on, they took time even to listen to such beckoning, which encourages them to fall into sin, which unknowingly they find themselves in occult, in dark world. They find themselves deep in hands in sin and the things that make the Lord to reprove them and for the wrath of God to be upon them. Because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the son of disobedience, those who habitually sin. It has become something that is easy. Even when they fall into that sin, there's no remorse. There is no guiltiness. There is no, you know, a state of God, please, I've done it again. It has become what the baraku. It's easy for them to do it with no consciousness and conscience that we tell them that what you are doing is wrong. He said, do not participate or even associate with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are light. My brothers and my sisters, we are the light of the world. Jesus Christ said, we are the light of the world. As you know, you cannot be a light and see and judge even darkness. No, there's no fellowship with darkness and light. If you belong to God, you stand by God and you stand with God. He said, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
live as those who are native born to the light. When you get to a place and they see you coming, if they are doing something that belongs to darkness, they must stop it at your appearance, at your presence. Not that they say, oh, it doesn't matter. She will join us. He will join us. Oh, he doesn't care about it. Let us continue doing what we're doing. Is that the lifestyle that you're living? He says, for the fruit, the effect, and result of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. You are lights of the Lord. You are children of the light. Your Father is the light. God is the light. Jesus is the light. We are lights. And as we are lights, we must quench and we must cause the darkness to disappear. Because light consists of what? Goodness. Light consists in all goodness. You must determine to live life that brings glory to God in doing good, doing the right thing, righteousness and truthfulness. Do away with deceit. Do away with unrighteousness. Do away with things that does not bring glory to God. But you must try to do that which is pleasing to the Lord. My brother, my sister, your lifestyle, my lifestyle, at this end time, must be that which is acceptable to God. Is important. It's very important. Let people see the lifestyle that is transparent, the lifestyle that is full of truthfulness and godliness and goodness and righteousness. The word of the Lord says that you must daily express your gratitude for your salvation. Let me tell you, it's not of your work of righteousness. It's not of work of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not of works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not of works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. So we are complete in Him. It's by grace you were saved. By grace, He brought you out of darkness into His marvelous life. Your life, daily life, was full of the gratitude unto the Lord. Your life must be a life that always gives thanks to God for your salvation. Said, do not participate in worthless and unproductive deeds of darkness. Do not. Let me tell you, it's very enticing. When you see your age mate riding jeep, having their own personal house, doing this and doing that, you want to feel, why can't I do it? What is that thing they were doing? I remember somebody told me of a story of a mother back in Nigeria that told the son that whatever thing they are doing in New York, that your friend came home and did this for the mother, did this for the father, did this for the church, you too must do this. I don't care what he's doing, you too must find your way of doing that thing. Not knowing that the son was doing a credit card fraud, you know, people that steal money. But the son said, mommy, I cannot do what he's doing. You didn't teach me that way. You did not take me through that route. It's so enticing. It's so beautiful what they are doing. But let me tell you, is something that is worthless and unproductive. But instead, expose them. Many of us, so that they will not say, I'm not the one. We will not say the truth. We will not expose every evil of darkness, every deed of darkness that we see our fellow people doing. We will keep it to ourselves that, because we got to come in bell. The word of God is telling you, expose them. By exemplifying personal integrity, moral courage, and godly character, tell them, my brother, this is not good. This is not godly. You cannot continue this way. It's something that God is not happy with.
Stop it.
For it is disgraceful even to mention the thing that such people practice in secret. Something that they cannot say out openly. I want you to pray. I want you to say, Daddy, help me. Help me to live exemplary life. Life of integrity, of moral courage and godly character. At this end time, I want to live my life for you. I want my life to be full of integrity. I want to live a life of integrity, a moral life, a godly life. Father, help me. Daddy, I want to be the light that daily I will live the life that will draw men unto you. I will be the light that people will follow to come unto the saving knowledge of Christ. With my character, with my attitude, with the way I talk, with my moral courage, in the name of Jesus. He said, but all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For it is light that makes everything visible. I want you to pray a prayer from this. God, the light in me, let it expose every darkness around me. Every darkness inside me. Every darkness. Let the light of God expose them. The Bible says, the light shineth and darkness cannot comprehend. Daddy, because I am the light of the Lord, because you, my Father, you are the light, because you have called me light, let no darkness thrive around me. Let no darkness have space in me. Let no darkness have place in my life. Today, by the reason of the light of God in me, every darkness disappear in the name of Jesus. The light of God makes everything visible unto me. Oh, no darkness will be hidden from me. The light of God in me. I am the light of God. Therefore, darkness cannot be hidden from me. Everything in darkness will be exposed to me. Everything. In my life, no darkness will be hidden. Nothing of the dark will be hidden from me. God, by the light you have called me, all around me and within me, Daddy, everything will be visible. Everything will be visible before me. Everything, oh Lord, no darkness will travel. No darkness will stay around me. Daddy, whether I'm in my house, whether I'm on the street, whether I'm in the mall, whether I'm at workplace, whether I'm in the house of God, everywhere I find myself, Daddy, everything will be visible before me. In the name of Jesus, even the deepest thing in the heart of men will be exposed by the light of God in me. In the name of Jesus. So I decree for every members of my household that no darkness will parade itself around them. No one of the dark world will be able to stand before them. For the light of God will expose every darkness wherever they find themselves in the name of Jesus. Verse 14 says, for this reason, he says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine as dawn upon you and give you light. And Christ will shine upon you and give you life. Wherefore, he said, awake, thou sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you the light. You know, this is a time that we need not to sleep. This is the time we need to be awake. When we're talking about sleep, I'm not talking about sleep that you sleep naturally at night or you take nap. No, we are talking about spiritual, you know, awakeness. Do not sleep. This is the time, believers in Christ, we don't have time to sleep. We must be awake spiritually. We must be alert spiritually. You cannot afford to sleep at this end time, at this terrible and perilous time. You must be alive in your spirit. Be awakened in your spirit. Do not slumber in your spirit. Do not sleep. Do not fall asleep. Be mindful of what is going on around you. Be watchful of what is going on in your life. Be watchful of your surroundings. And as you do so, Christ will shine upon you and give you light. To the dead, they cannot see the light. But we are the light. When we are awake, we will see. Jesus will shine upon us. I want you to pray. Jesus, shine upon me. Shine upon me and give me light. Let not any area of my life be darkened. Give me light all around. Give me light at all times. Let my path be lightened up by you, Jesus. Light my path every moment. Light my path every day. Light my path, oh Lord. Every footstep of mine, oh Lord. Jesus, shine upon me and give me light. Shine upon my children and give them light. Shine upon us, your children. Give us light, oh God. Permit no darkness in our lives. Permit no darkness along our path. Permit no darkness in our relationship. Permit no darkness, oh Lord, in all our endeavors. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now part 3 of that, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 to 20. Verse 15 says, Therefore, my brothers and sisters, therefore Becky, therefore Olu, therefore Gbemisola, therefore Rachel, therefore Peter, therefore children of God, see that you walk carefully. See that you walk carefully, living life with honor, living life with purpose, living life with courage. Shun in those who tolerate and enable evils. It says that be careful, my brother, my sisters. Be careful living your life with honor, living your life with purpose, living your life with courage. Endeavor to shun those who tolerate and enable evil. Do not permit them in your life. Shun them, say no to them. Do not be an unwise child. Be a wise, sensible, intelligent, the one that can discern things around him and even in the life of people. I want you to pray. God, help me to walk carefully, living my life with honor every day, even at this dangerous time, even at this wicked time. Help me to live my life with honor. Regardless of what is going on around me, regardless of what people are doing to me, regardless of what the situation, the economy of the nation, regardless, help me to live life with honor. Help me to live life with purpose. What is the purpose of your living? A life that will not impact people for Christ. A life that will not bring people to Christ. A life that will not give people joy. What is that life you are living? What type of life are you living? Are you living a purposeful life? A life that encourages others? Are you living a life that always shun and refuse to tolerate evil people? Are you living as an unwise child? Or as a wise man, I want you to pray. Daddy, at this end time, help me to walk and to live as a wise daughter of yours, as a wise son of yours. I don't want to live as an unwise person. No,
No. Father, the wisdom I need to live a wise life, to live as a wise woman, to live as a wise daughter of yours. Father, to be sensible, to do things sensibly, Lord. Help me, oh God. Even at this time when many are going, you know, I become senseless. Many are becoming senseless. Many are turning themselves to something that God did not create them to be. Ah, Father, help me at this same time. That Lord, regardless of what is happening around me, regardless of the situation of the nation, regardless of the economy, somebody call himself or herself, I don't know which one to call, say Bobisky or whatever. And this guy opened his mouth and he said, when I was a man, my life was in disarray. I am not as rich as I am now that I turned myself to a woman, you know. And many people are following this guy on Instagram. Many are following him on Facebook. Ah, senseless life. Father, I pray, help me, O Lord, to be wise daughter of yours, to live sensible life, God, to live an intelligent life, oh Lord. Father, help me to be able to discern, oh Lord. Father, things that is happening around me, to be able to discern what is going on in the heart of people towards me. I want to live a life that is full of wisdom from you. In the name of Jesus, look at what verse 16 says. He said, making the very most of your time. My brother and my sister, oh, life is so short. Oh, life is so short. The Bible said no one is even promised tomorrow. I'm not saying that you are going to die, I'm going to die tomorrow. But let us live. Let us make very most useful of our time. Let us be deliberate to live a life that will bring glory and honor to God. Let us live making the very most of our times on earth by recognizing and taking advantage of each opportunity. What is that opportunity that God has given unto you to minister to that your neighbor, to minister to your co-worker, even to do things for God, even to go evangelism, even to go mission work, even to do this, to do that, for the kingdom of our God. He said, using your opportunity. Oh, recognize and taking advantage of each opportunity and using it with wisdom and diligence, because the days are filled with evil. Isn't that truth? The days are full with evil. This is the time. The days are full with evil. The days are full with evil. So you must use your time wisely. I want you to say, God, Father, God Almighty, the time that you have given unto me, help me to use it wisely. Help me to use my time to the glory of your name. Help me, help my children. Daddy, the time that you have given unto us, Daddy, help me to recognize and even to take advantage of the opportunity of the grace you've given unto me, to use it with wisdom and diligence. Oh Lord, to bring people to the saving knowledge of Christ, to benefit the kingdom of my Father, in the name of Jesus, to be able to bring man, even men unto you, God, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Verse 17 says, therefore, do not be foolish and thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. Have you even taken time to say, what is the will of God for me? The will of God for my life. The reason why I am alive today. The reason why you are alive at this moment. The reason God is taking you to the next half of the year 2022. He said that, Father, give me the understanding of my purpose. Let me know your will for my life. And let me walk in your will for my life. Jesus Christ said, not my will, but thy will, O God. He said, pray in this manner. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What is that thing, the will of God that is written concerning you in heaven? That must be established here on earth. That you must fulfill here on earth. I want you to pray. That is your own very will. Cause me to walk in your own very will for my life. Cause my children to walk in your own very will for their life. The purpose of their existence, O Lord. Father, the purpose of their creation, O Lord. Father, cause them to fulfill and to walk in it. Help me, O Lord, to grab your will and to walk in your will for my life. To fulfill the purpose of my creation. Father, the purpose that you created me. The reason why you sent me to this world. The reason why you spared my life from danger. The one that I see, the one I did not say. Father, let me walk in your will and your will alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 18 said, do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness. Getting drunk with wine is wickedness. It's not Becky's word. It's the word of God. It's corruption. Stupidity. But be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by him. I want you to pray. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ knew. He said that, and you will receive power when the Holy Ghost come upon you. Jesus Christ himself was filled with Holy Ghost and power. So who are you that you will refuse the empowerment of Holy Ghost, the empowerment of Holy Spirit? He said that, but be ye filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by him. I want you to pray that he fill me with Holy Spirit divine. Fill me afresh. Fill me with the Holy Spirit divine. And cause me to constantly guided by him. Let Holy Spirit guide my way. Let me listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Let me listen to the instruction of the Holy Spirit. In every activities. In everything in life. In everything concerning me. Holy Spirit, come upon me. Help me and guide me. Even to walk through this dangerous life. To be a successful Christian. To be an overcomer. I need your help, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, fill me, fill my household in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And it says, speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise by singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Let me tell you, most churches, they have done away with a singing of hymns. And you remember at the beginning of today's program, the song that I sang, Trust and Obey, that was one of the hymns, and it's loaded, like I said. Here, the admonition now is that we should encourage each other in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. What type of songs are you singing? What type of, from where are you encouraging people? With what are you using to talk to people, to let them know that God is still God? To let them know that he's still in control. To let them know that in him they can find solace. In him they can find everything. And verse 20 says, always give thanks to God the Father for all things. In all things give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You must give thanks to God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to begin to say, Daddy, I give you thanks. I give you thanks for all things. In all things, in all situations, I give you thanks. Daddy, the grace to continue to thank you. Never to stop giving you thanks. I receive today that in all situations, in all circumstances, I will always give you praise. I will always thank you. I will always thank you. Nothing will take your thanksgiving out of my mouth. Nothing will stop me from thanking you. For I know you are good. For I know you make all things work together for my good. Therefore, I will never stop giving you thanks. Therefore, I will daily give you thanks. Momentarily, I will give you thanks. Every second, I will give you thanks. For I know you are God. Forever your name be praised. Thank you, King of Glory. Daddy, I worship you. I want you to begin to thank God. For as you are stepping into the month of July,
That is the month that you will be full of thanksgiving. That is the month that you will live as a wise woman, as a wise man. You will not walk in ignorance. That is the month that no darkness, as from July, and no darkness will thrive along your path. That is the month that the light of God will shine along your path every moment. In the name of Jesus, that I just thank you, O Lord. For as your daughter, I will copy you. As your daughter, I will live by your example, O Lord. By your daughter, I will do that which will make you to have delight in me. In the name of Jesus. By your daughter, I will shun everything of darkness. In the name of Jesus, as your daughter, I will not tolerate evil doers around me. I will expose even the works of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, because wisdom from above is my portion. Thank you, because I will walk sensibly. I will walk with intelligence. I will have the discerning spirit to know what is going on around me. So shall it be. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Daddy, we just thank you. We bless you for another wonderful time in your presence. We give you praise, we give you honor, as we have prayed, as we have requested of you. That is so you will do unto us, that our life will be a good example, even to others, in the name of Jesus. Cause us to always imitate you and to copy you, to live the life that is pleasing before you, our Father. So shall it be, that as we walk in the light of your word, you will shed your glory along our ways. Father, as we do your will, O Lord, you will abide with us, regardless of what the enemy is doing, regardless of the situation of the nations. Daddy, you will let your abiding presence be with us forever, for we will trust and obey you. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Same time next week. Remain blessed. Love you. Bye-bye. Good night.